Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Sadik Beis, mitzvah 292. As we continue in the middle of Parshas Emor, and we get to the last of a set, as we have been talking about the mitzvahs of Baalei Mumin over the last number of days, and we started off with Hakdoshas Baal Mum in Reish Pei Hei, and we have eight mitzvahs, I think, altogether relating to Baalei Mumin, Reish Pei Hei through Reish Sadik Beis. And today is the last one, a separate Isser D'Oraisa of accepting and offering a balmum that was given by a non-Jew to a Kohen to be makriv. The Torah tells us at the end of the section of Baalei Mumin in Perachav Beis in Parshas Emor, the Torah says, Umiyad ben Nechor lo sakrivu es lechem elokechem mikol eile. From a non-Jew, from a ben Nechor, from a stranger. Unkula says, Yad min Yad bar amamin. From somebody of the nations of the world, do not be makriv, the bread of your God, mikol eile, from all of these. So the simplest translation is, from all these that have been listed, meaning Baalei Mumin. So even from a ben Nechor, one is not allowed to be makriv a baal mum, ki mashchasam bahem mum bum. What does that mean? Ki mashchasam bahem, their hashchasa. They have a destructive nature. They have been destroyed. Mashchasam bahem, mumbam, their mum is in them. Lo yiratzu lachem, it will not be merutza to you. It sounds like a number of phrases. We'll get back to exactly what each one is teaching me. But the Torah says three words, three phrases. Mashchasam bahem, mumbam, lo yiratzu lachem. And this is the source for a non-Jew not being able to be makriv a balmum. Rashi tells us, Goy shehevi karban liad kohen, lakriva lo shamayim, lo sakriva lo balmum, vi afa pishlo nasru Baalei Mumin lo karban b'nei Noach. Even though a ben Noach on his own brahma is not prevented from bringing a balmum, only mechusar aver, only if it's actually missing a limb, but a balmum is not prevented, still zos no heges b'bama shebesados, this is only by a bama, aval al mizbeach shebe mishkan lo sakriva, but on the mizbeach and the mishkan, or also in the Beis HaMikdash, even though Beisi Beisili Ikari l'chol ha'amim, they can bring karbanas, aval tamima to kabul mehem, only bring a tamim, but not a balmum. That's Rashi, and we'll get back to other mafarshim as well. So now let's see the chinuch. Says the chinuch, shlo lahakriv mireis sadik beis, shlo lahakriv Baalei Mumin miyad agoyim. What is allowed to be makriv a balmum from the non-Jew shenemar? Miyad b'necha lo sakriv eslechem elokecha mikol eila. Shlo nomar, achar shehu goy nakriv ba'ado balmum. We shouldn't say, after all, he's not Jewish, so what's the big deal? So he's giving us a balmum. Why can't we do it? After all, from their point of view, there's nothing wrong with it. V'hutzrachu azara bazeh aleihem. This azara is needed. L'fishakvar hiti rasanu ha-Torah l'kabal mi'adam karbanas tamimim. Because we're allowed to accept karbanas from them. K'moshe ne'emar, as it says, ish ish b'beis Yisrael, u'menager agar b'Yisrael, sher yakrav karbano l'chol nedrim l'chol nedvosam. It says ish ish. And we dash in ish ish l'rabos ha-goyim shenodrim nedarim v'nedavos u'makablan osamehem. You're allowed to accept karbanas from them. So therefore, you might have thought that you could even accept Baalei Mumin, which are okay in their world. So, kamash v'lan, it is a separate Issa D'Oraisa. Baal Minchas Chinuch quotes here in Os Aleph the discussion of Baalei Tosfos and other Rishonim. Why do we need a separate makar that a non-Jew is allowed to bring a karban? Like the Chinuch quotes here, ish ish l'rabos goyim. By the fact that you have a pasuk that tells me that I'm not allowed to accept Baalei Mumin from a guy, mashma that if it's not a Baal Mum, then I can't accept it. So you don't need a separate source for that. Tosfos and Tzemura Dav Zayin discusses this, gives a couple of examples. What might I have thought? Maybe a Baal Mum over versus a Baal Mum kavua. Different answers given. That was discussed in Os Aleph. The Svarno also adds on the pasuk, Afalpi, and this relates to yesterday's mitzvah. This is could be connected to the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk said, "Uva'artzachem lo sasu, do not commit castration, sirus, in your lands." And right after that, it'll be Ad Ben Echar. The Sfarno connects the two. Avalbisha makabal mehen nedarim nedavos, lo nakabal mehen Baalei Mumin, va'afilo adi sirus. Even if the Baal Mum is done through sirus. Even if this is a greater, more valuable animal to them, they feel that once an animal is misturas, it's an even higher value. And you might think there's nothing disgusting about bringing this. Still, you can't. Right? That's the chiddush. Even though it is misturas and they did let l'shem kavod, still it is not allowed to be brought. couple of points related. Rabbi Yaakov has a beautiful piece in the Emes LeYaakov in Parshas Bereishis, which has come up in various places in the past, in the beginning of Perek Daled, where he quotes the Medrash in Parshas Bereishis, which quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol ma sheyesh b'shamayim b'riyaso min ha-shamayim. Anything that was created that is heavenly was created in heavens. Kol ma sheyesh ba'aretz b'riyaso min ha-aretz. Anything that is on the land was created from the land. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol ma sheyesh b'shamayim u'va'aretz, ein b'riyaso elam ha-shamayim. Now everything is from the Shamayim. And says Rabbi Yaakov, though there are some Girsaos that have this as Rabbi Lazar, I think it's Rabbi Eliezer. Because I think this is a machlokas l'shita sham. Well, machlokas, the Gemara in Beitz at the beginning of the second parak, also comes up in Psachim. Machlokas, how do we celebrate Yantif? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein lo la'adam b'yantif ela o ochal v'shose o yoshe v'shone. Rabbi Eliezer says, you have a choice on Yantif. Either eat, drink, and be merry, physical pleasures, or sit and learn, and daven all day. Spiritual pleasures. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chalkei. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can split it. Chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hashem. As we pass it. And the Gemara there says that they both learned it out from the same psukim. What's the root machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Says Rabbi Yaakov, there are different ways of celebrating Yantif. There are different factors and ideas within Yantif. Yantif obviously has a spiritual factor, but if you look in the Torah does not talk about the spiritual factor. The Torah speaks about the physical celebration that each holiday represents. Chag HaPesach is called, yes, of course, it's Manchei Resein and we became free, but the Torah emphasizes Chag HaAviv, that everything is blossoming and blooming. Shekamas HaTfuah Kvar B'Milua V'Osim Yantif B'Shvilzeh Sukkis, it is Anane HaKavid, but also it's Chag HaAsif. We're happy, we look back and we look at the harvest that we have just gathered in. And finally, Shavuos also is Chag HaKatzir. We can look at what exactly we have gathered from the field. So there is a spiritual element to every one of the Chagim. Obviously, Kabbalah HaTorah, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Anei HaKavod, and the physical side. So that's the root machlokas here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer, sover, shekol echad yachol livchar eza chelek me'asimcha hu chogeg. Rabbi Eliezer says, you can choose. You can pick which simcha you want to be chogeg. If you want to be in the Ruchani world, fine. You want to be in the Gashmi world, fine. Aval shneihem eina mashlimim ze emze. But they're not mashlim each other. They can't coexist and complement. Hainu mishim sheshita sohi, Rabbi Eliezer holds, tekol masha b'shamayim b'riyasa b'shamayim, v'kol masha b'aretz b'riyasa min aretz. Like he says in Bereishis, that whatever is in heaven is from heaven, whatever is on earth is from earth, because never the twain shall meet. Rabbi Yeshua, though, when we pass him like Rabbi Yeshua, says, no, gam chelek ha'artzi shamayim ininhu. The physical, mundane items also came from Shamayim. And that's why chalkeyu, chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hashem, we can elevate the Gashmi. Mishum shekol b'riyaso b'shamayim, uva aretz gam kein b'riyaso min ha-shamayim, it's all Shamayim. So we have the machlokes l'shitaso, number one, in the Medrash and Bereishis. Number two, chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hashem. Number three, he says, I think this is the machlokes, famous machlokes, about Metzia Nuntesh, Tanur Shalach Noi, where Rabbi Eliezer is outvoted by the rabbis, and he says, if I'm going to prove that I'm right, then the tree gets uprooted and the water flows upstream, and finally, I'll bring a bas kol that I'm right. And Rabbi Yeshua says, lo b'shamayim hi. What's the machlokas about? So again, Rabbi Yaakov says beautifully, Rabbi Eliezer holds, bas kol beats chachamim, because that's min ha-shamayim, this is min ha-aretz. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, e-mashkichin b'bas kol, meaning also what we say is min ha-shamayim. Beautiful. And finally also, they connect this machlokas, Rabbi Yaakov connects this machlokas to the Medrash, also in Bereishis, where the Tanakhama of the Medrash quotes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, arguing which was created first. Beis Shammai omrim ha-shamayim nivru t'chilo v'yachar kach nevres ha-aretz, and Beis Hillel says ha-aretz nevres t'chilo v'yachar ha-shamayim. And Rav Shimon bar Yochai argues and says, how could there be such a machlokas? Really, shneim lo nivru elo ke'ilfis v'kisuya. No, it's one unit. It's a pot with its cover. Says Rabbi Yaakov, that's what Rabbi Yechai is saying, like Rabbi Yeshua holds, that there's a link, it could be a unity between the Ruchnis and the Gashmias. E'efshol l'chalik u'lafrid zeh mizeh, v'nakisui below ha'ilfus klum, v'chenein shleimus ha'ilfus below ha'kisui. That is Rabbi Yeshua. What does this all have to do with us? The last paragraph. He says, maybe this is the machlokes, in general, between the Umos Ha'olam and Am Yisrael. The Umos Ha'olam believe that there's a nefesh and there's a guf, and never the twain shall meet. Mashe'ekin, Am Yisrael, No, there's a synthesis, and that's the word that Rabbi Yaakov uses. Dilodidon hanefesh vahaguf yesh lam kashur sinteti kamosha bi haramban. Like the Ramban says on nase adam, nase is guf and neshama. But the akum omrim ki hanefesh nimsa b'toch haguf veinam amalak al haguf elo sheish lam mador b'tochol veinam urevesam haguf. The nefesh is in there, but it'd rather get out. Lefichach kushahutzrichu lam psila mechokek, and that's why when they have to come up with a leader. When they have to be mevadeh and create their own leader, what do they have to say? That it was immaculate conception. No, it can't be that our God came from something physical. And that's why they have to create that. But we say no. Our Torah Kedusha says, "Vayelech ish mibeis Levi, vayikach as bas Levi." The most mundane. Doesn't even mention Moshe Rabbeinu's parents, because our goel comes from physical parents, and that's what he ends off by saying. Non-Jews could bring karbanos, but they could only bring olos, because that reflects their worldview. That spirituality is all about Ola Tamima. It's all about being perfect, only connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most spiritual sense. They don't believe in the idea of Klanim Ochlim or Bailim Miskaprim. They only can bring Olos. They can't bring Shlamims, we Paskin. And that is what's connected to our mitzvah, and that is you can't accept the Balmum. You can accept Karbanis, but only Olos. That's Rabbi Yaakov behind this mitzvah. One other connected point, and that is we're talking about non-Jews bringing Karbanis. As you mentioned a couple of days ago, Karbanos are keneged bisman hazeh timidim tefila? Could a non-Jew daven? Not only can a non-Jew daven, must a non-Jew daven? Rav Moshe has a very interesting tshuva in Arachayim chelik beisim and chafei beinin tefila leben Noach im yeshlo mitzvah ubeinin tefila beit sarach chas v'shalom. 1963, Rav Moshe writes, is there a chiyuv? So he says pashut she'ina mechuyuv. He's not mechuyif to daven. To holo nimnu be mitzvahs to chayev b'nei Noach. Sanhedrin nun vav. This is not in the Rambam, it's not in the Gemara, that this is one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. But can they and should they? It's wonderful. Like we say in Slichus, the pasuk in Yishayahu, ki beisi beis tefila yikarei l'chol ha'amim. Right? And Rashi says there in Yishayahu, v'lo li'Yisrael levadam. It's not only for Jews. And therefore, they can get tzchar by davening. But then Rav Moshe says, this is only in general. But there is a time that non-Jews also have to daven and are obligated to turn to God. And that is Eis Tzara. Aval nir lani es daiti. Duhu rak lekvo achiyav lispalo av kishe in lo tzarech miyuchad. Lovakesh eis adavar. Aval kishe mispalo rak kishe yesh lo tzarech. Kon she yesh lo chola o she in lo parnasa hu kachiyav mamish. But if the guy is only davening, Eis Tzara, that he has to do. Because not, he doesn't say this, this is adding into Rav Moshe, not turning to God Be'ez Sara is a reflection of a lack of emunah. And that's Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Mishum Dezeu Iker Emunah B'Hashem Yisbarach. Sheraku Anosin Parnasa, Rav Moshe says some of it. Sheraku Anosin Parnasa V'arofi Cholim V'sheina Botecha L'Hashem Yisbarach V'einu Mispalei Elav Harihu Ke'eino Mamin Bo U'mamin B'dvarim Achirim V'emunah B'Hashem Yisbarach Av Shelo Huskar Zeh B'Binyan Sheva Mitzvahs Vadai Humuchi Vahamin. That's the opposite of Avodah Zarah, which is in the Sheva Mitzvahs. And then he says, watch if a non-Jew wants to daven, what should he daven? Ubedvar les palo eze tefila benusach echad Yisrael v'nachri yachad kegon. Should a nachri say, yihira tzom v'fnei ribon ha'olam, she'itim l'chaim u'bracha, v'nachri efter Hashem miskaven la munasov, v'yisrael mechaven la Hashem yisparach. So he says, Moshe talks about what should be said. Aval nusach atfila chibro komrim sha'av she'im bashum remez nika lemunasam ein lisor la'omra. But anything that a non-Jew states in his tefila should not be taken by a Jew. He talks about what about saying the word God in English. That's all the discussion here in Rav Moshe in Chelek Beis Simen Chafei. Okay, let's continue. So this is about a non-Jew giving karbanos, and that's what is the first step. This mitzvah is step two, not accepting karbanos ba'alei mum. But step one is that they can bring karbanos. Mishor she'a mitzvah, a shorosh behind this mitzvah is kvod habayis. Kvod habayis, that we are not allowed to accept ba'alei mum into our Beis HaMikdash. K'moshe kasafti b'lav chafal b'seder zeh, as I said earlier. Another idea I thought one can think about behind this mitzvah of not being makriv ba'al mum, and that is we shouldn't, in our avoda, take the standards of the non-Jews to serve Hashem with. What they want to do on their bamos, that's one thing. But once they come into our Beis HaMikdash, we allow them to come here to give karbanos. but we have standards. And a Jew can never use a non-Jew standards when he is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if I'm giving the Goyish Karban, but it's still me, I'm doing the Avoda. So a Jew can never use a non-Jew's standards. And there are many, many sources that relate to this, about a Jew not using a non-Jew standards in any areas. A fascinating, connected Gemara, it's kind of the opposite example, where we see this take place. So there's an amazing story in Sanhedrin of Samach Dalin, where the Gemara talks about, there was somebody named Savta ben Iles, Shehisker Chamorul and Akras Achas. He rented out a donkey to a certain non-Jewish woman. He was the taxi driver. They came by Baal Pa'or. Amrlo, she says, wait a minute, I want to go in and service Baal Pa'or. This non-Jewish woman. Afterwards, the Jewish taxi driver says, wait for me while I go in. Amrlo, she says, aren't you Jewish? Fellow Yehudiata? Amrlo, he says, umayich basle, what do you care what I do? Amazing. The next line, Nichnas Par Bafanav, many Mepharshim say he was going in to be Mevazeh, the Avodah Zarah. So he went in and went to the bathroom in front of the Avodah Zarah, which happened to be the way that they serviced the Avodah Zarah. Nichnas Par Bafanav, Vekinech Bechotmo, he even wiped himself on the Avodah Zarah's nose. Vahayim Mesharas, the Avodah Zarah Mekalsinlo. And the priests of the Avodah Zarah were Besimcha, the Omrim. They said, May Olam Lahia Adam Sha'avdu Lazubakach. There was never anyone that served by Pa'or in the amazing way that you did. What's the message of the Gemara? Maybe it's connected to our idea. We shouldn't do what we think for Avodah Zarah, and we shouldn't use their practices for us. It's kind of the opposite. We think this is a bizayon. Right? If we would do this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a bizayon. But for them, it's a shavach. Our mitzvah. For them, it's fine. But for us, it's a bizayon. So maybe that's another idea behind this mitzvah of the Isra of HaKrovas Balmum, Miyad Gayim. Rav Sorotskin here in the Zayin LaTorah connects this mitzvah to probably the story that comes to everybody's mind when they open up this mitzvah. And that, of course, is the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, where the non-Jewish Caesar, Gemara and Gittin, where the animal is sent because Bar Kamsa was thrown out of the party and all the other rabbis were quiet and they didn't mention their frustration and their being upset that the host was being such a difficult person, and he wasn't even letting Bar Kamsa pay for his own meal, half the meal, the whole meal, and he was thrown out. So he took that as an affront from the entire Jewish people, and he started causing trouble, and he got an animal, if you remember, and he put a mum in the animal, in a makom that is not a mum for them, but it's a mum for us. And that's why we weren't allowed to be makriv that balmum, that animal. And Zachariah ben Avkula stands up and says, you can't be makriv it anyway, because then people might say that people, you can be makriv a balmum al gabei mizbeach, and we can't kill the messenger, because people will say that somebody who brings a balmum to the mizbeach, chayiv misa. So all the Gemara that is well known, that many study on during the 9 days and on Tisha B'Av. So Rutskin says, maybe that's alluded to in the repetition in the pasuk, mashchasam bahem, mum bam, lo yiratzu lachem. And he goes through the different questions. Why is this repetition? Why does it say lo yiratzu lachem? Why doesn't it say lo yiratzu lo? Because it's really being brought for him. So he says, v'o yishlamo shula yish bazeremez al maisa bar kamsa, sha'achala yudim kurtza be'malchi dromoi. And he quotes the whole story, v'aydei zen is gagal achorban. And it's very unclear at the end. We mentioned this a few weeks ago. Was Rav Zechariah ben Avkulis in the right? Or were the other Rabbanon in the right? So Rav Zoratzkin assumes that Rav Zechariah ben Avkulis was in the right. But his diak was from our pasuk. Ubakana remes, shatzedek im Rav Zechariah. Umiad ben Necher lo sakrivu mikol eile. Vishema tomar, maybe you might say, you should bring it because of Shalom Malchus. The Torah repeats, mashchasam bahem. Beromaim, mashchad, the hashchasa is with them. What's that? Hashchasa of Avodah Zarah and Gilead Arayis, where you find the word hashchasa. And even if you're makriv the karbon, yichbishu es haaretz, they're going to take over the land. Lo yiratzu lachem, it's not going to work out well for you. So don't be makriv it. So Sorotskin puts in the story of Kamsa bar Kamsa into our psukim. Okay, we continue. Midini ha-mitzvah, what are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Masha'om v'zacharon ha-movracha, shekal mumin ha-mumin ha-poslim b'karbonoseinu, all the mumin that possible by our karbonis, kagon ha-shivim v'sholosh mumin ha-yiduim, the 73 mumin, poslim gam kim b'mashon ha-kava mehem, also possible with the karbonis that we accept from them, below nomar, shelo yemum b'karbonosam, ela ma shehim machashven osomum. We can't say that we only go by what they consider a mum. We can't go by that. And finally, v'no heges b'kohanim. Ubizman she'yisro shuri l'alad masa. The mitzvah only applies to kohanim when b'nei Yisrael are shuri l'alad masa. And when we have a mizbeach and they bring a carbon, ki az uzman akrava. The kohen she'avar al zev eker balmum, afa bishu mi ben nechar loke. If a kohen offers a balmum, even if it's from a non-Jew, he gets malchus. The Minchas Chinuch, 2 points to close with. Number one, the Minchas Chinuch is very bothered why the Chinuch says only kohanim. We know the first avoda, shchita lav avoda, a shchita can be done by a zar. What if a zar does the shchita on a balmum that came from a guy? He wouldn't violate? Says the Minchas Chinuch, wouldn't you apply here the principle of ahadre li'isura kama, principle used by Tosfos and Beis Adaf Yud Beis, which means, if there is something that is usur, and then there is a heter, but then there's a limit to the heter, l'chora, that limit is saying you go back to the original isur. For example, the Tosa speaks about in Beitza, there's a heter of ochel nefesh, and then there's something that is not included in the heter of ochel nefesh, so then memela we assume, if you violate and you do the malacha of ochel nefesh, which is not included in the heter, you're violating isur malacha on yatef, and you get malchus for it. Ahadre le'isura kama. The limitation returns it to the original iser. So to here, says in Minchas Chinuch, once we say you can't be makrav a balmum, wouldn't we say, therefore, then, this ends up being just like the regular iser of being makrav a balmum? L'mizbeach. And we know there's a separate iser d'oraisa of shchita and zrika and akhtar ha'seimurim, all of those, including shchita. So the Minchas Chinuch cannot fathom why the Chinuch limits this to kohanim. He thinks that it should be lit to Yisraelim too when they do shchita. See the end of Dibur Maschilu be'emes. Avom noma da'hadri li'sur kama be'vadai. Be'vadai should be aser be'divrei Arav Machaber tzarech iyan. He leaves this b'tzarech iyan. The other point I wanted to mention was the Ramban. The Ramban, in his list, as we know, he knocked off a bunch of the mitzvahs that the Rambam counts, so the Ramban has to add on his own additional mitzvos in order to add up to 613, as all agree that there are 613. So in the eighth mitzvah, the eighth losaseh that the Ramban added on, the Ramban counts a separate issa d'oraisa, not to accept shkalim, machzis ha-shekel, from non-Jews. And he learns it out from our pasuk. Same pasuk, you learn it out. He says, you have an extra phrase. The pasuk could have said, shaya dai ba'omro, miad benecher, lo sakrivu eile. Why does it say lechem elokechem? That's an allusion to the carbon tamid, which is called as carbon ilachmi. What provides for the carbon tamid? The machzis ha-shekel. So he quotes the medrash that says this is a separate issur d'oraisa for a non-Jew to participate in the machzis ha-shekel. V'amar lechem alamed shem nekabel mehem shkalim yifsulu atamimim v'lo yiratzu lanu mevri shechalkam pasal asakol. If they give shkalim, that passels the entire carbon tamid. That is the Ramban. The machzis, the Megillas Esther assumes that the Ramban defends the Ramban. He doesn't count it because this is just part of the pratim of machzis ha-shekel. Who can give and who can't give? You don't count it as a separate iser. The Meshechachma, though, on our pasuk says, why doesn't the Rambam quote this? So he says, first of all, this is nowhere in Shas. It's only in the Sifra. Oh, it's nowhere in Shas. And number two, that's a text. And number two, a Svara is that if you look in Zvachim, Daf Memhei, towards the end of the fourth Perek, there's a Machlokas there whether any carbon by a non-Jew is subject to all the same halachas of a Jew's carbon. So the Reb Shimon there holds, Ein Malin Bam, Ben Chayavan Alim, Pigel Noser V'Tamei. There's no Pigel Noser Tamei or Me'ilo when it comes to a non-Jew's carbon. And we paskin that way. Therefore, says the Meshechachma, that already reflects that this is not full Kachay Hashem. If that's true, in Kain Echi Yisvara, the Karbat Sibur Shem Isha Rechlechach Tamid Lashem Yavo Bishnatvus Akum. If you see already that it's not subject to Pikul Nosav Tameh, a non-Jew's carbon cannot reach that level. So how could you even fathom that he could participate in the highest level of a carbon, the carbon Sibur, which are Rechlechach Lashem Chalila Lomar Kain? And therefore, there's no Havamina to think so, and therefore, you don't need a pasuk to teach me it. That is why how he understands, how he defends that the Rambam does not count that as a separate Isser. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, we finished the areas of Balmum, and next time we get into the mitzvah of Mechusar Zman.